coronavirus cases expand, and so do the economic ripple effects. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. South Korea has 204 cases of coronavirus. The prime minister says that country has entered an emergency phase. Hundreds of schools are closed. The total number of coronavirus infections globally is more than 76,000. We are getting more data on how that epidemic is touching the global economy. Purchasing managers' index numbers tell us about orders, deliveries, hiring, basically the pulse of a business. And those numbers are coming in from around the world. Chris Lowe is chief economist at FTN Financial.
So what we discover in this first set of numbers is that in Asia, the hit was bigger than expected. We have indices out of Japan and Australia. In both cases, manufacturing activity is weaker than expected, but also, and surprising, the service indices fell below 50 in Australia and in Japan, which in retrospect is, we think, the loss of tourist dollars from China.
The numbers in Europe were better, though, better than expected.
Well, that's right. In Germany and France, the manufacturing sector still below 50, but it was below 50 before. The service indices there above 50 and stronger than expected. It doesn't look like there's a significant impact in February yet.
Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Good to talk to you as always.
Good to talk to you, Sabri.
Marketplace's Justin Ho is looking at how coronavirus is affecting some specific industries. Hey, Justin, let's start with the auto market. We have new data there.
Yeah, we're learning more about how it's impacting demand in Asia. China is the world's biggest car market, and a Chinese trade group reported that car sales are down 92% there. The consulting firm Anderson Economic Group also just came out with an analysis saying that the virus will cause auto production to drop by an estimated 2 million units this year. Patrick Anderson is the CEO.
To give you an idea, that's the equivalent of 7 times the UAW strike against General Motors last year. So it's quite a significant drop, and it's already affecting automakers outside of China, as well as every single automaker within China.
Anderson says bigger manufacturers like Ford and GM have the ability to substitute parts from outside the affected region. Smaller manufacturers will have a harder time.
And airlines, you've dug up data on airlines.
Yeah, a report out today from the International Air Transport Association is predicting a 13% decline in passenger demand for air travel in Asia. Global demand is expected to drop too, which would be the first decline since the financial crisis. And the virus is predicted to cost airlines about $30 billion in lost revenue. Now, this is a prediction. The report also says the real global fallout depends on whether governments will use fiscal and monetary policy to try to offset the economic impact.
Marketplace's Justin Ho, thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, doing business between the U.S. and China is a challenge in the best of times, let alone during an era of tariffs and a coronavirus epidemic. We sat down with one man trying to juggle all of these challenges. Harlan Stone is CEO of HMTX Industries. It's a luxury vinyl tile company, which operates both in the U.S. and a lot in China. Welcome, Harlan.
Good morning.
How has this outbreak affected your operations?
Well, all of our employees are still working at home. We have not reopened any of our offices. Nobody wants to be on public transportation. Amazingly, we are nearly fully operational, and we expect to be shipping at about 95% of expectation by the end of this month and 100% in March. That is not true for everybody. It was a lot of work. So I am on the phone with China every morning or every evening, sometimes both, finding out what we have to do. Where do we have to shuck and jive? Where do we have to move orders to get them fulfilled? Which raw material supplier is now open for business? So you have to ask all these questions, and then you've got to push and shove locally, not at the Beijing level, but at the local government level to get some help to keep the wheels of commerce running.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that is not the story that we hear for most businesses. How are you doing this?
I will tell you, that is 30 plus years of time and energy spent in China. I've been in the same city manufacturing my beautiful LVT products. I know the mayor in the city. I've brought hundreds of millions of dollars of economic activity to the city. And when we need help, we can go and say, look, we are a transparent, honest, fair company. Can you please allow us to move faster than the general group? We found out that the mayor is going to allow us to bring our own secure bus to pick up some of our workers that are stranded in Hebei province where the outbreak is, provided that we have a testing methodology to ensure the people getting on the bus are healthy. Then they come back and spend 14 days in quarantine. So to not make them go in public transportation to come home is a lifesaver.
Do you worry if this crisis does continue that it might start to impact you in new ways?
I worry about a pandemic issue because I'm worried about human health. I'm worried that China's economy could be hurt. I believe they're doing more than they did in 2003 during the SARS epidemic. I was also active in Asia during that time, and it's light years difference. There, of course, there's risk, but it's not as bad as the risk we faced when we were having the tariff problem with 25% duty. So, yeah, life is risk. And if you want to be a good businessman, you better learn how to manage it, not avoid it.
Harlan Stone is CEO of HMTX Industries. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.